The news in detail from Brian Jennings.
The government has reached an agreement with some TDs in the regional independent group ahead of a vote in the Dáil this afternoon on ending the no-fault eviction ban. The government wants to lift the ban at the end of this month. A debate on a Sinn Féin proposal to extend the moratorium got underway yesterday. The government says it's confident that it will have sufficient numbers to win a Dáil vote on a counter-motion. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
On Monday, Galway East Deputy Sean Canny published 8 amendments he said the government had to accept in order to secure the regional independent group's support for lifting the eviction ban. Housing Minister Dara O'Brien held talks with some of the group's 8 TDs yesterday morning and then clarified in the Dáil last night that he would accept their various amendments on rental policy. Regional Independent Group member Michael Lowry said yesterday evening that he was likely to vote in favour of the government counter-motion, and a number of his colleagues are expected to follow suit. However, Regional Independent Group members like Cathal Berry, Matt Shanahan and Verona Murphy say they want further clarification from Minister Brian this morning before making up their minds. Another member, Peter Fitzpatrick, the Independent Deputy for Louth, told RT News that he would be voting against the government's position. Even if there is only partial support from the group for the government's counter-motion, it will still be sufficient to guarantee the coalition's success.
The number of racist-related incidents reported to the iReport website last year reached 600, compared to 404 in 2021. The findings suggested a falling level of confidence in Gardaí among minorities and a further reduction in the number of racist crimes being reported. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.
The iReport website, set up by the Irish Network Against Racism, is where people can go to report racist-related incidents or crimes. Last year, there were 600 reports, 223 of which related to criminal incidents, including racial assaults. There was a record high of 190 reports of discrimination and 136 reports of hate speech. The findings show a deteriorating level of confidence in Gardaí amongst minorities, which has resulted in a drop in the number of crimes being reported. The Irish Network Against Racism says that the latest overall data confirms that racism is an everyday reality for people from minority groups, and preliminary findings for 2023 show a worsening atmosphere.
A 25-year-old man has been arrested in connection with the death of a woman following a house fire in Portadown in County Armagh in the early hours of yesterday morning. The PSNI said the man was arrested yesterday evening on suspicion of murder, attempted murder and arson with intent to endanger life. A 12-year-old girl was taken to hospital for treatment following the incident. She is said to be in a stable condition. UK inflation shot up unexpectedly last month as vegetable shortages pushed food prices to their highest rate in more than 45 years. Official figures show that consumer price index inflation rose to 10.4% in February from 10.1% in January. The Bank of England will decide tomorrow whether or not to raise interest rates. In London today, the former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is due to be questioned by a committee of MPs who will decide if he deliberately or recklessly misled Parliament about parties at Downing Street when coronavirus restrictions were in place. Mr. Johnson has conceded that he did mislead Parliament, but not intentionally. Our London correspondent, John Kilrain.
The Privileges Committee of MPs has scheduled 4 hours of questioning, which will be broadcast live this afternoon. It'll be asking Boris Johnson why he told the House of Commons there had not been any breaches of lockdown regulations at number 10, when he knew, the committee says, there had been. The Metropolitan Police later issued 126 fixed penalty notices over gatherings there. The fines included one for Mr. Johnson himself. The former Prime Minister has already said he did mislead the House, but denies that it was reckless or intentional. He says he made the statements in good faith, based on his understanding of the rules or on assurances given to him. He's also criticised the committee's procedures. The committee will make recommendations, but it'll be up to a free vote of MPs to decide on any possible punishment. A suspension of more than 10 days could mean Mr. Johnson facing a by-election. John Corain, RT News, London.
A teenage pedestrian died when his bicycle was in collision with a truck in County Mayo yesterday evening. The incident happened on the Neil to Kong Road just before 5 o'clock. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Future-proof your comfort with the biofuel-compatible Grant Vortex condensing boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
It'll be blustery this morning with sunny spells and well-scattered showers. During the afternoon, the showers will become more widespread across the country, merging to longer spells of rain in some areas. Some showers will be heavy and with hail. There may also be lightning. Highest temperatures will range from 9 to 12 degrees. And there's a warning that south to southwest winds will reach gale force 8 at times this morning on all coastal waters and on the Irish Sea, possibly reaching strong gale force 9 off the north coast. South to southwest winds will reach gale force 8 at times later this morning and at times throughout the day on coastal waters from Wicklow Head to Roches Point to Slinehead and on the Irish Sea.